Okay, Brent, what was your last thought that got aborted there?
That's a long time ago,
isn't it, Brent?
I really don't remember. I will just talk about some other stuff.
Butler. It was the butler in the library with a pipe. That's what it was. It was like
Okay, Brent, we were talking about how you, for 2 years, you listened to us. But before that, doesn't Bruce describe the environment that you were in 3-5 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. And it's an environment I'm still definitely in, but I've managed to kind of pull myself out of it when I want to. And I feel like I could have really been in a very awful place if I didn't start talking to you guys, because it really set me straight. A funny story that would go along with everything Bruce said in that book is that I had a college graduation this past week for my undergraduate degree, and it was really funny. During the graduation service, I looked over and everybody was on their cell phones because we were so bored from the 2-hour graduation ceremony that nobody cared they were graduating college. They just wanted to be on their phones and talk to their friends. They didn't care about commencement speaker was saying. They were just hanging out.
Was the motherfucker going to pay everybody's tuition? If you're not paying everybody's, oh, that's only at Morehouse. If you're not paying for everybody's tuition, they don't even go to graduation anymore. You go to the graduation, they go, we're going to pay off all your student debts. And that's when everybody goes, yay. Send me an email. Give me the receipt. I'm good. Hey, yay. Goodbye. Are they going to do it on facial time? They're going to have facial time.
Yes, that's what's been really good about Brent and Clinton. Clinton, well known on the Media College list, is a regular participant on Tuesdays, and some other NetGens, is that you guys...
to FaceTime, and then you started showing everybody FaceTime, and then the FaceTime, you started telling the FaceTime that they were FaceTime. And when they got through FaceTime, and then they were showing, then it comes to Snapchat. But some of them didn't have no panties on underneath their little brassiere thingy things. They had nothing. But they was doing, they putting the crooks and nannies on the internet. And ooh, he is something. At the end, they all flipped over to porn right there. And then they was at inmates because they don't know how to talk right anymore. And then they had a little bit of a trouble when they got the had out of the way. Yeah, hoo-ha. Yeah, gay, hee-haw. Oh.
Okay, carry on, Brent.
Yeah, so when we sat down, we were all like, yeah, this is going to be really boring. I'm just going to text the whole time. And
did you catch any of what he said?
Well, let me look up his name right now. I forget
there
who
was
he was.
There was a speaker. He didn't even know his name. He was there in his own graduation. He didn't know who the keynote speaker was. Look on Snapchat. Maybe he was there.
Maybe he was there, Snapchat.
Yeah, I can't find him, but I didn't pay, so I paid attention for a little
it's
bit.
It's not really important. It's not really important.
It's not important. And then he said, one of his opening remarks was that, back when Bill Clinton was president, Donald Trump was starring in a hot dog commercial. And I was like, fuck that guy. This isn't funny.
It was Hebrew National. And guess what? Bill Clinton was showing off his weenie while Donald Trump was selling weenies. So what about that, though? Hey, Donald Trump didn't dribble things on blue dresses. That's what you need to know. It wasn't, hey, Donald Trump's weenies that he was selling wasn't green field. That's what this is all about, was it?
Awesome.
Yeah, that's better than what I had to say. My response was I don't get why that's a funny statement to make, because Donald Trump is president now and the Clintons are losers. They're nothing. So what does it matter what Donald Trump was, you know, when Bill was the president?
They're in Chappaquas, America's Most Wanted. Yeah.